Good morning, this is Sterling Smith with your As an Edge Morning Market Update. And we're seeing a mixed grain market this morning with corn and wheat still finding a little bit of strength. Soybeans are struggling a little this morning. May corn at 439, that's up 1 3/4. July at 450 and a half, up 2. December at 474 and 3/4, that's up 2. May soybeans at 1153 and 3/4, currently down 12 and a quarter. July at 1169 and 3/4, down 11 and 3/4. And November at 1166 and a half, that's down 8. We did see some solid export sales for corn. Soybeans and wheat, not so much. And cotton was a little bit slow, but good export numbers for the cotton. July soybean oil at 44.97 is down 30. July meal at 344.60, down 460. And old crop crush at 86.75 is up 25, and new crop at 102, that is down 150. July wheat in Chicago, 617 and a quarter, up 4.5. July in Kansas City at 632, that's up 2, and July in Minneapolis at 690 is up 4.5. July rice at 1923 is down 19. And July cotton at 81.35 is currently up 34. December at 77.82, up 13 in quiet trade. Cattle faring a little bit better this morning. June cattle at 175.65, that's up 40. August feeders 256.47, up 18. Hogs struggling a little bit. We're at 106.07. That's down 138, but we are trading noticeably off the lowest levels of the day. May milk at 18.09 is up 31. July orange juice at 364, down 110. Crude oil, 82.15, down 66 cents a barrel. June diesel, 253.34, that's down about 2.5 cents a gallon, while unleaded at 269.36, down a penny and a half a gallon. Natural gas at 196 is down 1. Gold is at 23.55, up $16.90, while silver at 27.82. That is up 20. The dollar is a little bit lower, which is a bit surprising with the rest of the news that I'm about to hand out here. The dollar index at 105.71 is currently down 14. We did get the GDP numbers this morning, and the numbers were not a good number in any shape or form. GDP came in at 1.6%. Prior number was 3.4%, and Wall Street economists were expecting to see 2.5%, so we missed on the downside there. Personal consumption was seen at up 2.5%. That was expected to be up 3%. Where the problems came in were the inflation components. There are inflation numbers built into the GDP calculations. These are called deflators, and these are the numbers they use to factor inflation out of GDP. The price index came at plus 3.1. That was plus 1.6 last time around. And the core PCE numbers, these are different from the ones we're getting tomorrow, came in at plus 3.7. That was only plus 2.0 last time. All of these numbers were higher than expected. So this has sent interest rates higher and has increased the worry about tomorrow's bigger inflation numbers. Right now, stocks are noticeably lower. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 37,798, down 662. S&P 5,000, 5,002. That puts that down about 69 points, or just about 1 1/3%. The Dow is down 1.3%. NASDAQ at 15,445, down 267, or right at 1 3/4%. Interest rates are higher, but off the highest levels of the day. The two-year at 4.99 is up 7 basis points. We did trade as high as 5.02. The 10-year at 4.70, up 6 basis points. We traded as high as 4.73. The 30-year at 4.81 is up 4 basis points, and we traded as high as 4.84. So again, the market is quite nervous looking into tomorrow's numbers that are even bigger than the ones we got today. This is Sterling Smith from cloudy Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody great morning.